Cthulhu presents The Call of Cthulhu Campaign, Curse of Nineveh, by Mike Mason, Mark Latham, Scott Dorwood, Paul Fricker, Andrew Kenrick.
What did we do? We met with the police. That was kind of fun. We did some research. It was sort of another research episode.
except for good Roger.
Except for Roger, who was doing his civic duty and got attacked by some mean person who had previously attacked his patient-ish. Yeah, this is not much of a recap. We're just gossiping, but you know.
Oh, Dame fine. Agatha.
A little gossip is fine.
Oh, and you had luncheon, or no? You ate with
The police inspector, or the police detective.
I was thinking of
another lunch?
Dinner, I'm sorry. Dinner with Mr. Thompson.
Oh, yes, yes. We went to the club following Mr. Thompson because we had been staking out his house because we thought perhaps he had not yet been ruled out as a source of the problems that the world is having. And at some point he came home and then went to his club. And so we followed him to his club. And Mr. Hamilton ran into an officer who occasionally went by Colonel and occasionally by General. I suspect he's a fraud. But
yes.
In any case, is a friend of Heathcliff's who invited us into the club. And at some point we mentioned Mr. Thompson's name and he brought us all together and we had a nice chat, and we are now fairly convinced that Thompson is not part of the, he is part of the problem. He may be the problem, but he's not directly causing trouble. And he seemed quite worried about the peaceful
tranquility.
Collective tranquility. Yeah, exactly.
Children of tranquility.
That's them. The non-peaceful tranquility people. Because he thinks he was attacked by, he didn't actually say this, but we know this. He thinks he was attacked by them on his dig. And that may or may not be true. Well, we asked the local rep of the Tranquility Brothers to come and meet with us by putting an ad in the paper. We'll see if he shows up. Right. So at the asylum, Punchin was attacked and he was saved by Roger, and the attacker escaped. And the poison was discovered in time. That was all good. And Inspector Lennox confirms. Oh, no, that's Inspector Lennox. This is Brindlow, the police. That the police discovered. Have arrested some of these French criminals who are stealing artifacts from the Assyrian period. And one of them, who was going to talk, apparently burst into flames before he could do so, which we have seen before, heard about before. It seems like an unpleasant way to go. That's our recap.
That's a great recap.
About that, but
yeah, it was folksy. So it's a new day, a new lease on life. What do people want to be doing? Let me actually start by asking you. You had mentioned the ad you put in the paper.
Yes.
What does the ad say again? I tried to remember over the weekend and couldn't.
I think we didn't ever phrase it, so let's see. It said something like, "I will say members of the what's our club?
Wentworth.
Members of the Wentworth Club would like to meet with the Brothers of Tranquility." At your convenience, awaiting Children of Tranquility, awaiting word. Something like that.
Okay. What is it people think they'll be would like to do on this brand new day?
Well, I'm headed back to the hospital, or the, you know, the asylum, is what I meant to say.
It actually is, it is an asylum, but it is a hospital as well. All right. Dame Agatha, what are you up to?
I do not know. It's a good question. I think I would like to visit some of these collectors who have been robbed to see about statues that may be in their possession.
Sounds good. Maud?
I was thinking the same thing, wondering if we had a list of what was or police reports and that so far.
Okay. Heathcliff. The tall, silent type. We'll go on to Oswald.
I think I'll probably accompany Dame Agatha on her searches for the collectors.
Okay.
Keep me alive. That seems very nice.
Yeah.
Heathcliff?
Sorry. Yeah, Heathcliff will actually go to the asylum. I think he'll be more useful at the asylum.
He was very useful yesterday.
So. Yes,
exactly.
Yeah. Nobody guarded that lobby like Heathcliff. Kitty.
Kitty will go with Maud simply because that seems to be what she does. Kitty absolutely knows what's going on, but the player is a bit confused, having missed last session and getting caught out by the time change. So I missed the recap. I'll follow along and figure out what's going on.
I'm not sure the recap would have helped you any.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, dear. Yeah,
the plot's a little bit like herding sheep at this point. All right. Let us start with team robbery. You get a call at the club. Sykes comes and Dame Agatha, the call is for you.
Ah, thank you. I will go and answer it.
Yes, Detective Brinslow here. Damnedest thing. I spoke to the detective on the case of the French robbers, and he told me that the case had been reassigned and that he didn't know where it was sent to. I tried to locate the file in our records, but there's nothing in the log about it.
Oh, this sounds like the root of an excellent conspiracy.
Well, it's either the worst case of incompetence I've seen for some time, or I've seen plenty. Or it's somebody with a tremendous amount of pull.
Yeah. That's very interesting.
I did want to let you know as well that someone came in this morning and realized someone had broken into my desk.
Oh.
My notebook was not the way I leave it. And I don't know what they were looking for, but your names and all the notes I took from our conversations were in that book.
Well, thank you very much for letting us know. We shall be quite careful, although I feel like the fact that we have told the police may help us in that they can't silence us to keep it a secret, but I suppose if they try to silence all of us, but that may explain how they knew to get this investigation into the robbers hushed up. Do you know if the previous inspector had any memory of anyone that he had spoken with?
Reginald Newberg. I asked him about it, and he gave me a... he basically suggested that he had received a "don't pursue this" directive from somebody in the chain of command. He's a very nice man, but he's very by the book. The chain of command. So I did ask. I did try to sort of pry it out of him, but I failed my persuasion. No, I was unable to do so.
I see. Yes. Well, that is most unfortunate. That seems like a terrible breach into our city's security.
Oh, I agree. I've definitely taken it up with my lead investigator, but I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
Yes, no, I can imagine that you'll be quite stymied if it's somebody high enough to tell your colleague to stop investigating.
Yes. Well, anyway, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but
thank you for the information. I do hope that I hope we have not put you in danger.
Oh no! I'm sure I'm fine, but I am. Keep your eyes on your own back, though.
Of course. Thank you.
And he will bid you adieu in an English kind of way. Yeah.
Okay, well, I will go back and report to my breakfast buddies that, well, it looks like we have no fresh leads from the police on this French criminal ring, as somebody in the police force themselves has stopped the investigation and pulled the old detective off and told him to stop looking into this. It's as if there's something quite important. Oh, and apparently Detective Brindlow's office was broken into. They have they read his notebook of yesterday's interview with us, apparently. So we should all be careful. I don't know what they will do, these French criminals. I don't even know if these break-ins were violent or sneaky.
Let us jump to Roger and Heathcliff. You are headed over to the Bethlehem?
Yes.
Excellent. Are you taking Mr. Heathcliff's car? Or taking a taxi?
Yeah. I'll take my car.
You don't have to go together, I guess. That's slightly confusing if you don't, but it's not the most confusing thing that's happened in this scenario. So.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't know why you insist on driving yourself all the time, Heathcliff.
I like to drive.
Have you ever considered psychotherapy?
Why?
Well, liking to drive is a clear indicator of certain pathologies.
But it's nice, you know, you get to go out and you get to explore further than you normally would. Yeah, and you're not sort of stuck with the regiment of the trains or taxis and that sort of stuff. You know, having my own car gives me that freedom.
The freedom to act like the common man. We have people to drive for us, Mr. Hamilton. But nonetheless, think on it. Ah, here we are.
You park the car and begin to make your way over to the hospital. When a large, hulking man in a black coat and black hat, smoking a cigarette, sort of lurches towards you.
This is outside the hospital? Like,
this is outside the hospital. Yeah.
Okay.
He is, there's a little picture of him in the notes. He's got tattoos on him, it's, you know, on his neck, and he stops two of you and says, I'm sorry. My understanding is that you are, and he's definitely talking to you, Roger. My understanding, Dr. Schindler, is that you are treating Mr. Puccion.
Yes, and what of it?
My employer would be very interested in any information you have regarding the events of the night he was committed. Have you been able to ascertain any such information?
Your employer? Who is your employer?
My employer is a man of medicine. That's all you need to know.
Oh, I doubt that very much. Employer, as you say, is particularly interested, then he can read my pamphlet once it is published.
I don't think we have time to wait for your pamphlets.
Nonetheless.
It would be very much worth your while. He is a man of means, if that helps you make it as the right decision.
As I said, if he's a man of means, then he will have no trouble affording my pamphlet.
Give me a persuade roll, perhaps? Yes.
That might actually succeed, and it does. You know what? I will even spend 1 point of luck to make it a hard success.
Heathcliff, give me a spot hidden.
Spot hidden. Okay. So 23, that will be, it would, I mean, it's definitely a success, but,
that's spot all you need.
Hidden.
That's
all right.
So there's a brief moment where Roger is, being, well, it's obstinate about things, and you're a military man. You see this stranger's hand sort of reaching towards his coat, and as his coat sort of flaps open a little bit, you see he's carrying a gun. But he sort of takes a moment, evaluates Roger, and takes his hand away, and he says, "Well, if you change your mind, Put one of your shades on the windows of your house, the ones that faces the street. It's a half place, and I will contact you. You have a lovely home, by the way."
Thank you. Kind of you to say.
Only Roger would be able to take it as focus on the compliment element. Okay, good. And he turns and he ambles away.
Did I happen to notice the, you mentioned tattoos. Were they anything interesting or relevant?
That's a good question. Why don't you give me, let's try an intelligence roll or education, I guess, whichever you prefer.
I don't really prefer either of those things. But that will pass both of them in a normal sort of fashion.
So there are tattoos that you might see on someone who has been a sailor. You know, sort of standard, you know, anchory type things and such. But they are, and I'll give you this as your, based on your sort of background and such. There's some there that look More like a gang tattoo than a decorative tattoo, if that makes sense.
I think so, yes. Perhaps you should follow the gentleman, Mr. Hamilton. Perhaps you will find out who he is working for.
Most definitely.
Excellent. The party is now in three parts.
Find out he's working for Roger and he's just an excuse to get rid of him.
All right, so Heathcliff, you want to follow him?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll have that happen in just a bit. Let's continue on with Roger. You're heading inside.
I will wish Mr. Hamilton luck. and then, yes, head inside.
All righty. Yes. You are once again greeted by Alan Lawrence.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Lawrence.
Thank you for coming back again.
How are you today? How is Mr. Punchian?
He is fine. He's back in his room again. He doesn't seem worse for the wear.
And the assailant is have the good men of Scotland Yard managed to track him down?
They have not. He apparently has disappeared into the underbelly of the city.
I don't suppose you were able to identify the poison he was given?
Yes, it's some sort of cobra venom. What they
cobra
think.
Venom? That is decidedly unusual.
In this part of the world, absolutely so. And he's walking and talking with you as this is happening. Yeah. And he will bring you back to Putin's room. And he this time he's walking with you. Last time he sort of said, "You go ahead." Get the sense he's a little bit more concerned for your welfare.
Sure. There might be another cobra venom assassin waiting in the room.
And you open it up, and again, there is Puchan. He is covered in bandages. Again, there's small sort of parts of his flesh that stick out that aren't, with intricate script carved deep into his flesh, and his roommate Lewis Wayne is there.
Mr. Punchian, Mr. Wayne, how are you both today?
We're better. Thank you for asking.
And you, Mr. Wayne? Your cats are looking well after the fright the other day.
So what's interesting is you know who he is. There are no cats in this room.
Oh, okay.
There are pictures, but there's no cats in this room.
What are they pictures of? What is he drawing these days?
They've drawn, like, you know, outside the window, you know, there's a couple of bird pictures, like, you know, owls and things, but there are no cats on any of the pictures.
I'm sure I wouldn't have noticed yesterday because I was busy with other things. But the day before.
Yes.
Were there cats then? Has everything
changed?
There
were not. Oh, okay. No change in the cat pictures. Okay.
Mr. Wayne, still no cats in the room?
Oh, they're around. They're everywhere. They're watching us. Don't you worry. I don't like them here. But I have another room for my cats. I have another room for cats.
Oh, really?
And Lawrence will sort of lean in and says, "Oh, we have a room where he has his art supplies. He likes to do it. It's good therapy for him, we think, to try to get over his obsession with them."
No doubt. Well, Mr. Punchin, do you mind if I speak with you again for a few moments?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. And he will just sort of continue to sort of sit half curled on his bunk or bed. And Lawrence will go and get you a chair to sit down in.
Thank you, Dr. Lawrence. I will come and find you when I'm done.
All right. If you could just leave the door open, please.
Of course, of course. I will watch him leave.
Yeah, he leaves.
So, Mr. Punchin, you are feeling quite recovered?
Not quite, but I'm better. It's fine. I knew this was going to happen. I knew it. They're. Yes, I want. It's okay. It's okay.
I understand that injuries are a result of you attempting to lift the curse. Do you think you were successful in that, sir?
Oh, no, I don't think I lifted the curse. Something went wrong. I don't know. I didn't.
Went wrong with your ceremony? Were you not able to complete it? Were you interrupted? Or?
Something was wrong. Something was wrong. I don't know what. But the words didn't go. They stayed.
The words did not go, they stayed. I see. Well, can you tell me about the ritual you performed? Perhaps there was someone else who might be willing to give it a go, to make the attempt.
Oh, I would like that very much if someone did. I'd like that very much. I would like to lose the words.
Well, I am acquainted with a certain Mr. Helmsworth, who is very interested in such things and would no doubt care to make the attempt.
Well, if he wants the ritual, I'd be happy to give it to him.
Yes, please do. I understand that these are an important component. I'll pull out the stones out of my pocket.
Oh, I have some already. And he points to the floor, and you can see that there are three stones on the floor of this room too. They have nothing to do with it. They're warnings. They tell me things. That's how I knew. I was asleep when he came in yesterday, but I woke up because they warned me. They warned me.
The stones warned you.
Yes. Yes. You give me a persuade or charm roll here.
I think we both know
where we're going with this.
Yes. To be honest, I would prefer a psychoanalysis role to try and talk him into this. But no, I am not being persuasive at the moment.
No, he just, you don't believe me. You don't believe me. You don't believe the warning. They provide warning. That's okay. I used to not believe too.
Well, it is a hard jump for most modern men to make, that stones might talk to someone. But if you say you hear them, I certainly believe that you hear them.
Hmm. Just so. So, well, if your friend wants to perform the ritual, I'm happy to help. And he stands up.
Yes, please. If you could give me.
And he starts to take off the bandages on his hands.
I will take note.
He's starting to take it off. And you realize, like, it's not just sort of random symbols. Again, you did enough work with sort of putting together pieces and such. this is not just random letters or symbols. This is some sort of order to the way that they're presented, mm-hmm. but they're in his flesh. He says, you know, as he's taking off the bandages, you know, they talk to me, you know, the words talk to me.
The words talk to you too. Well, that is what words do. That is their purpose.
I know. They say I should tell their secret. The scroll wants to be read.
The scroll.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know of a scroll? We know of all the tablets.
We know about a scroll that was missing, that was in, okay. that he had, from which he was presumably okay. casting. Yep.
Yeah. You're aware from that you found a tube of a scroll there, and then when you met with Thompson, he mentioned that Punchin was really interested in a scroll.
And these words of yours, these are words from the scroll?
No, the scroll is in me now. I am the scroll.
I see. Well, I shall do my best to copy it down.
So this will take some time. We'll let you do that for a while.
Sure.
Back at Team Wentworth? Is there anything you wish to be doing?
I'm really at a loss.
Yes.
Sykes walks up and says, I assume that one of you put an ad in the paper?
Yes.
There's a gentleman outside the building.
Wonderful.
Left it outside, Sykes?
Let's go see him.
I'm not surprised.
And there is a car parked in front of the club. There is a lean young man in a business suit. It's not the one you met before. He says, are you the ones who wish to meet with Mr. Uden?
Yes.
Yes, you are.
Please, get in. And he opens up the door, the back seats.
Thank you. I will get in.
I'll get in as well.
I'll look to Kitty. Shall we go?
Silence is assent under British law, so...
All right.
I go where Maud goes. So yes.
I leave a note for Roger and Heathcliff. Let's go. I think Connor's off on some damn fool crusade.
Or a drinking binge again.
Hmm. In we go.
In you go. And the car drives and it. And eventually it makes its way over to the British Museum, of all places. There is a cafe outside of the underground station for the British Museum. There's a table set up where Mr. Uden is sitting. And the driver stops and says, here you go.
Thank you. Not very nice.
And as you sort of get over there, Mr. Dan stands and says, well, please sit.
Thank you.
Very kind.
And I will, yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Same.
I don't just say I will, I actually do.
Oh, well.
I know.
And he sits down and says, we saw your message.
Yes, thank you. This worked better than expected.
Oh, well, good. What is it that you wish to speak about?
There were two things. One, I wanted to clear up some misunderstanding.
on the part of Mr. Thompson, and the other was to perhaps clear up a misunderstanding on our own part.
Or very well.
A lack of knowledge. Mr. Thompson... Well, yeah, girl.
No, no, please.
Mr. Thompson, you know who of whom I speak, is convinced that it was your group that attacked him at the dig, and that seems most unlikely.
Oh, no, it was.
I'm wondering if you know what happened.
Oh, no. No, we did.
You attacked him?
Yes, at the dig when he was stealing artifacts from a tomb, and particularly artifacts that we of great occult importance. Of course, we attacked him.
You were defending the tomb.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and gave him warning and so forth, I assume.
Of course we did. We told him many times he should leave, and he did not. Sir Thompson is not a man to listen to others.
No.
Do you feel it is his own pride, or do you think that he had ulterior motives?
Oh, I have no idea what goes through that man's mind. All I know is that we told him multiple times. We gave him warnings. We gave him verbal warnings. We showed him the errors of his way, he was at the very last when he decided he was going to leave with the items that he stole, we had no choice but to react. He was not listening.
Very good. That sounds more rational than the explanation that Mr. Thompson gives.
I'm sure Mr. Thompson offers so many rationalizations for his actions.
Yes. And then on our part, there seems to be a group of French burglars making the rounds. Is that also your doing?
Oh, no. That's, our sources have also indicated that such a group exists. We're not entirely sure of what they're doing, but no, they're not part of our organization.
Yeah, I was hoping that that you did have more information on that. It seems that the police are being prevented from looking into this.
It's not surprising. There are hints every now and then. We have some resources here, but we are trying to sort of work our way through your really large city, and there are many times where we feel stymied. It feels like every now and then a phone call is made by an unknown person or persons, and suddenly people stop talking to us. So it's not surprising to me that the hand of whoever is involved here reaches as far up as into your police organization.
Yes, that is most interesting.
Is there anything else that you needed from me?
Yeah, I feel like there was a third thing that led to this. Oh, yes, that was the other thing, I believe. I think it was about Mr. Punchin.
Do you know what happened to him?
Yes.
We do not. We know that he had a scroll of some significance. We know that he was, we saw him moving back and forth between his house and the British Library with it. We don't know what happened to the scroll.
We do not either.
You don't know about... Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't.
Right. You don't know what the scroll was about, though.
We don't. We do not know, but we do know that, you know, any item that was taken from the tomb of Naboo is potentially of, is a sort of thing that we need to keep from the unbelieving world.
I believe that there's been many discussions about curses, the curse of Naboo.
Yes.
Which is, all these items are cursed?
I think that there is a curse. I can't say all the items are cursed. I certainly there are probably items in there that are of a more routine nature, but some of the items there have obvious great occult significance. You experience that with the shadow scrolls. I assume that you've encountered some oddities with the statue. By the way, whatever happened to that statue?
That's a good question, Matt. I think it is in safe keeping.
Oh, so you still have it.
Protected from the unbelievers.
Excellent. Excellent. We would be happy to take it from you. Make sure that it was not seen by others.
Oh, it is quite safe. Don't worry.
I just nod in agreement.
The French thieves apparently are taking things that you may be interested in, and are also apparently whoever is leading them is occasionally explodes one of them. Seems like something you would be most interested in. These are your, I believe, the specific types of things that you've been attempting to, I'll say, protect us from.
Everybody who's there can give me a psychology roll.
Oh, good. I was going to make one anyway, but I'll start with this one.
Good, good, good.
One is a success. Not gonna do it.
Good for you.
71 is a fail.
Sorry, so Oswald failed.
One success.
Okay, thank you. He sort of said, protect us from... he sort of smiles a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the vague sense that he's not really... He's interested in protecting sort of mankind as a whole. He doesn't particularly care about you all.
Oh yeah, I didn't. In the largest possible sense.
Yeah. He says that those magics are not from the tomb. Those magics are from someone versed in other magics.
Oh.
Someone really has clearly arranged for a arranged to sort of give all of their. All of their cat's paws a reason to remain loyal to them.
So you really are only interested in things from this one tomb, not generally preserving anything.
Oh, we have all sworn to do what we can to keep the secrets of Naboo
safe. Right.
We are aware of other magics in the world. That is not our sacred charge.
I understand, and similarly, you are not particularly concerned with shall I say, cultural artifacts other than as relate to this, to Naboo's tomb?
I mean, it is a tragedy when one culture is stolen, but
of course, but not yours to deal with.
Not ours. Hopefully others will come forth and point out this injustice, but we have a much more pointed mission.
Fascinating. I'm you know, I'm obviously quite ignorant of these different groups, so it's good for me to understand a little better what is all important and possible and so forth.
Just so. And he will look around at the whole group, you know. Are there any other questions for me?
Perhaps there would be a more convenient way of being able to contact each other.
The notice in the paper works fine. Perhaps we could come up with a different use of words. My superiors were concerned that our name is being bandied around in the papers.
Very well, what would you like us to call you?
You may come up with any codes you wish. Let's just, for the sake of narrative, say you come up with some names. You know.
Yep.
And if that's all, then I will take my leave of you all.
Happy hunting.
Good day.
And he will step away and head down into the underground station.
All right.
Let us flip to Mr. Heathcliff. You are following behind the large gentleman. How are you doing this? Are you keeping a good distance between you? Are you trying to stay really close to him? What's your plan here?
I think my plan would be keeping a decent distance, not being too close. But close enough to see.
All right. He will. And you're leaving your car behind, I assume. You follow him. He makes his way to Soho area. He's making his way through this. Why don't you give me some roll to indicate how well you are being sneaky behind him?
So, like a stealth roll?
Yes, that would be great.
So 58, that's a fail, and it's not, yeah, I'm not going to spend 38 points to make it success, so.
Okay, so you're making your way through the streets. And at one point you pass by a group of women who are sort of, they look at you and start making you flirtatious, unladylike offers. And you, go ahead and give me a spot hidden.
Mm-hmm. That was awfully judgmental.
What was that?
Characterizing
unladylike. Exactly.
Yeah, well, I'm just reading what the authors have given me. Make this up with the good folks that. How did you do it? At this, you see that the large gentleman sees you and begins to dart off into an alleyway.
Okay, I will No, if he's seen me, I will basically just try to follow. Is there? Yeah, I will initially start trying to follow and sort of look around. If I know the streets well enough, I might try to like head around and get in front of him.
He's admitting he knows the streets of Soho well.
Well, that's what I was going to ask him. You know, this is a during this time period, in the Victorian area, it was had drug dens and the like. And even at this time period, there's a fair bit of crime and vice going on here. So I guess I would ask, do you believe that Heathcliff spent a lot of time here?
Probably not, to be honest, no.
Okay.
So, yeah, basically he will just try to keep up with him, not lose him.
Go ahead and give me, let's do a quick dex roll to see how able you're sort of making your way through the crowd to get to him.
I rolled a 0.9.
Perfect.
So if I spend 1 point, that would be an extreme success.
That's fine. He runs down, he's running, through the alleyways here. He clearly knows his way, but you are fleet of foot, able to keep up with him. Go ahead and give me a navigate roll.
Navigate. Okay, so that's a 48. Do I actually have navigate? I do 40. You know what? I'll spend the 8 points and make it a success.
All right. So he's weaving his way through these alleyways, but you've got a pretty good sense of what it would take to get back again. But he's clearly sort of making his way into, the alleys within the alleys within the alleys. And at some point he turns around and he stops.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at you.
And I'll
continuing
stop.
To run towards him.
No. I'll stop and slip a hand in my coat where I've got my pistol.
Go ahead and give me a listen roll.
Thank you. Listen roll. Bet you there's someone going to come up behind me. That's 23. So. I'll spend 3 points to make it a success.
So you definitely hear the two people behind you and mm-hmm. hear the cocking of their guns. Looks at you and says, "Why are you following me?"
Well, you seem to be wanting to threaten my friend.
If I had wanted to threaten your friend, I would threaten your friend. We are not there yet, but I can't have you running around chasing me, can I?
True.
I see you are reaching for your gun. Use your two fingers and pull the gun out and drop it on the ground.
He'll do it. Heathcliff will do it.
Now, kick it towards me.
He does.
All right. We're going to take a small break in the story of Heathcliff.
Okay.
Roger, it's a long enterprise here to sort of be copying these down. And they're everywhere. The words are all over his body. But you get a sense that they're deeply burned into his flesh. So this, all while you're doing this, he's saying, they want to be red. They want to be red. Yes.
The unions. They will be, Mr. Punchy. can be certain on that part.
Excellent. Oh, I want that. Yes, yes.
Yes, my associate, Mr. Helmsworth, is quite thorough. Oh.
Good, good. There must be no mistakes. In my apartment, there's a notebook. I took notes. He should be able to use those to help him.
And I think we have that notebook, right?
You do.
Yes, yes. We have seen your notebook, your notes, and these words.
Does he speak the language?
Yes. We have that facility.
Oh, good, 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 good. Yes, you'll need someone to be careful. You'll need a scholar. Lungton would work. Memes also is very good. You may have others. It's important, so do it right. It's important.
You have my word, so take the utmost precaution.
Excellent. Excellent.
What is Wayne doing through all this?
He just seems to be watching you, and every now and then he sort of looks around the room. He's just a little anxious.
As you would be. That makes sense. Okay.
At some point in here, though, Lawrence will return.
Yeah, just to be clear.
Yeah.
Effectively, what I'm doing is copying down the Akkadian that Punchin has carved into his body, right? Mm-hmm. There's no kind of addendum, and this means blah, or then you do...
Right.
It's just,
yeah.
You know, at the end, it's, you know, use my notebook. It tells you what to do, and here's the words you need.
Yes. Go ahead and give me an idea roll.
Not a good one for ideas. Probably this was a bad idea, but oh, hello, 01.
Well, there you go.
That'll be an extreme success, if you couldn't guess, on intelligence.
I guess. So with that extreme, I'll actually give you two things. One is that as you are looking around, you realize that some of the text seems to be covered up by his hair. You will need to shave him a little bit to get those letters.
Okay.
This also, with a 01, leads to the revelation that there's no way that he could have done this to himself.
Right, because he has words carved into places that he couldn't reach.
He couldn't reach, and moreover, he has hair covering it when this just happened within days.
And it's enough hair growth that
Hair growth that you can't just sort of peer through it. It's, you know, you're going to need to shave it to get to there.
Okay. Well, perhaps I will return tomorrow with a razor.
At some point, Lawrence will show up and
I'm sure that's going to go well.
And he looks and says, "What is going on here?"
Mr. Punchian is giving me the details of his psychosis. It is, of course, of the utmost importance, Dr. Lawrence, as I'm sure you understand, that in order to treat our patients, we must become fully immersed in their particular delusional psychoses. I believe I just about have it. I shall return again tomorrow, and with that, I shall have a complete understanding of his concerns and his issue, and then we may begin treatment at once.
Why would you tomorrow? What? Would it help if I also wrote some of this down with you?
There's no need. I believe I have it well in hand.
All right. And I'll give you one more thing on your extraordinary idea roll. As you are sort of looking through his hair, you realize that the way the lettering is written, it sort of spirals from the top of his head downward.
Okay.
So a picture lights on a Christmas tree.
Sure.
And so that, as long as you sort of kept going around in the general circles. Yeah. All right. You have almost all of it, and you're going to come back tomorrow and get the head shaving?
Do you have a barber on staff, Dr. Lawrence?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
Could you perhaps see that Mr. Punchin has a shave before tomorrow? I believe it is important that, as you can see here and here, some of the damage
right
he's
now,
done
if you
to
want.
Himself. Oh, well. That would be remarkably convenient, yes.
Yes. Well, not a problem at all. Let me go and get the orderly. And he comes back and...
That was easy.
Yeah, no. I don't have to create conflict.
Yeah, I'll totally wait. And
yeah, wait for later.
Get the rest of it.
Yeah, he shaves off the head and you are able to write down all the things.
Awesome. thank you for your assistance, Dr. Lawrence. Yours as well, Mr. Punchin. I believe with all this information, we can certainly come up with a plan of action to deal with the issue.
Oh, excellent.
I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Oh, I'll be here. Just me and the words. All righty. What is Team Cafe doing?
I suppose we'll order coffee.
Well done.
Do you have any thoughts?
I want to trust him. I do.
Yeah, and I do. Oh, that was the psychology role that I was going to roll. It was just sort of a general. I am generally, I think, trusting him, but I was going to.
Sure, anybody wants to roll psychology.
Get a sense of my overall vibe. 12 is a...
12 is success. A fail for me because I have 10%, so
yeah, that's a hard success for me.
Bond?
Point from extreme, but I'll skip it.
Not me.
Fail for me.
Still all unsure.
Right. So Dame Agatha, he seems to be telling you. It's odd. He seems unapologetic about anything he said. Like, he's not covering anything up because he's unapologetic about things. Like, when you asked him, like, oh, well, it must be a mistake that you attacked his group. He was very quick to say, oh, no, we definitely did that. We definitely warned him, and then we did that thing that we said we were going to do. And, you get the sense that he's got this thing he's got to do, and... where your interests and his interests overlap, everything's fine. But you also have the sense that when you started talking about the statue a little bit, and you were like, oh, it's in a safe place, he was definitely frustrated by that.
Yep. Yeah, I can tell that. That was good. Well played, as we say.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. He seems, I don't know that I would trust him other than to be honest. But that's still quite a lot.
That, well, that's a novelty. Well, we do know some collectors. I mean, we don't know who's been robbed or of what.
We'll find out from the collectors. They know each other, huh?
Right. That's what I was thinking, is that we have several people we've helped.
Yes. A marvelous idea. I believe not. What's the lady's name there? Our most recent one.
Oh. The one who fainted.
Lady Nichols. Yes, not her, I believe. But yeah, some of the earlier ones. I agree.
Well, at least Lady Nichols' items weren't broken.
I just mean that I don't think that she believes we helped her.
Oh, wow.
She seemed, I mean, she was fine, but she did pass out, of course.
Indeed, indeed.
But yes, perhaps one of the earlier, perhaps that nice thing that we have here.
Oh, the Edgertons.
Yes. She did not like his collecting, I believe.
She did not. But, and we didn't meet him. So perhaps we could circle back around.
That may work well, yes. But you can tell us.
Could I have everybody go off mic, off headphones, except for Heathcliff?
Sure.
Hi, Heathcliff.
It was nice knowing you.
It's been nice knowing you.
I'm looking for the reverse of mute. Hold on. There we go. I found it. Okay. I'm done.
Okay. Hey, how's it going, Gary?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So, these are gangster sorts. They definitely speak in a French accent. They are written as brutal, brutal people. And I guess I will give you a choice. They can either, if you're like, I'm not really feeling the love of Heathcliff, they can kill you. Or they can beat the crap out of you down to one hit point sort as they interrogate you about what you've known so far. Do you have a preference? Every now and then I like to just throw that out for people.
Yeah, I personally think that Heathcliff wouldn't give in, to be honest.
Okay. And you're comfortable as a player taking on a new character for this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's Call of Cthulhu. We're used to taking on multiple characters in that game.
Well, I know, but it's I'm not giving you any roles to get out of it, that sort of thing. I mean, the three guys with guns and you don't have one, so I feel like if I'm going to take away your character agency, I should at least give you player agency, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So as long as you're comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. I mean, literally, I would have said that, like, Heathcliff would probably have tried to run, and they probably shot him.
Yeah.
I mean, something like that, yeah.
Okay. We will have everybody rejoin. Okay. Roll call.
Back.
Present.
Back.
Odd. Probably went up to Shira. Nope, she'll be back. She just hit the wrong button.
I did. I have fat fingers.
Thought she was hitting the mute and instead hung up. Yep. All right. Cool.
Well, after lunch.
Yes. What a pleasant lunch. This has been a wonderful afternoon, hasn't it? I'm sure things can only get better from here on out.
What is your next plan?
What is our high level goal? Because I'm a little confused.
We have none.
Okay, that's good. Right.
Pretty sure we are lacking in goals.
And we more just react to the crazy things that are going on.
Yeah, we have some curiosity here and there. And I suppose we do know about this ritual that apparently somebody thinks needs doing.
And the ritual does what?
Oh, saves the world.
Or lifts a curse, or...
Lifts a curse, something, we're not sure.
I don't think we're even sure who's... If they're assuming there is a curse, who is it that's actually cursed?
Right, we don't know.
Is it the world? Is it just the original team? Yeah, we don't...
Just the objects?
We have very little information. I agree. We're just kind of fumbling along.
Yeah.
I feel like
we're doing a great job of this. Fumbling is the best.
We are good fumblers. I will not deny that.
Maybe we don't have to fill our time with nonstop action. We could just go back to the club and wait to see what happens. We should probably wait for Heathcliff to come back. Yes, and then we can all
they're just at the asylum. Plan on next moves. Fine.
Well, I mean, of course, Heathcliff and Roger.
Well, I've been doing my best to fill us with non-action, hanging out at the club, but everyone else seems to keep wanting to go do stuff.
We should take a leaf out of Roger's book. Yes. We could all be back at the club having a nice drink, and then Roger comes back from his.
To be fair, we have done work. That a lot. We have not rushed.
So, are you all just going to go back to the club and regroup?
Yeah, I think. Unless we want to try to meet with Mr. Edgerton.
And
maybe send him a message.
Ooh, very good, yes. Shouldn't just pop in on him.
Who's Edgerton? Sorry.
He's one of the collectors.
We could invite him to the club.
Right.
I had a thought.
Very good.
Wasn't he in France? Wasn't that why he wasn't at home?
He was traveling.
You were told by his wife, Alice, that he was over in France on business.
Think he's a criminal?
I don't know. But
maybe he's hiding with the French criminals.
But she did say that he was gone for the following month. He's gone for a while.
Okay, let's go to France.
Perfect. That will kill some time, Mrs. Falbo.
To the club.
To the club.
Excellent. Let's, for the sake of narrative thing, you get back to the club. There's snacks and things and papers to read and books to look at and such. At some point, Roger, you'll return.
Hello, everyone. Mr. Hamilton has not made it back yet, I see.
Yeah.
I thought he was with you.
No, we've not seen him. What?
We were separated quite some time ago. Large gangster sort of gentleman attempted to brace us outside the hospital, and Mr. Hamilton felt it necessary to go off in pursuit.
That's
wow.
Some good retro history. Yeah, there.
Rewritten by the people who were alive.
Did he take his car with him?
Did I see his car when I left? I certainly wouldn't have particularly been looking for it, I don't think. But did I see his car still parked where it was when I left?
Go ahead and give me a luck roll or a spot hidden roll, whichever you prefer.
I prefer neither of those things, to be honest. And that will fail.
Analyze yourself.
That will handily fail both of those things.
Yeah, you didn't notice one way or t'other.
Yes, I'm afraid I don't know.
Ew.
Oh, well, I hope he's okay.
It is at this point that Sykes
he is
appears.
Quite capable. I'm certain he will be fine. I'm certain he will be fine. And Mr. Helmsworth, where's Mr. Helmsworth? I should very much like to speak with him.
He's on another bender, Roger. You know how he has flashbacks and things.
Ah, yes. Well,
no, we're doing that with Steve's characters. Steve's characters are the drunks.
Oh, yeah.
Sykes appears and says, there's a detective here to see you.
Oh.
Detective Brinslow walks in.
I mean, to see who?
He looks sad and he says, I have the grave misfortune to have to tell you that your friend Mr. Hamilton is dead.
What?
He was just with Roger just hours ago. You must be mistaken. Isn't it?
You saw him some time ago?
Yes, we were headed to the asylum to visit Mr. Punchin when a gentleman of such and such appropriate description, with such and such tattoos, hat, cigarette, burly looking fellow, braced us outside the hospital, offering to pay me for certain information. I told him he could read the information in my pamphlet once it is published. He seemed happy with that response and went off to, I believe, inform his employer. I would assume he did mention something about an employer, although not a name. Wasn't there some description of the employer? A doctor, a medical
medicine.
Yes,
medical and
medical doctor of some kind, perhaps.
Of means.
And Mr. Hamilton felt it necessary to follow the gentleman to try to ascertain who his employer was.
What happened to him?
Go. Sorry. Before we go there, let's go to the fast talk. He seemed happy with that answer.
Oh no. That's a failure.
Okay. Brinslow is listening to your story. You can tell he wants to believe you, but he's a little... When you say that, he sort of... His eyes sort of squint a little bit at you and then goes back again as you continue on.
Well, happy may be overstating the case a bit. Content. Let us say content.
And, sorry, Maud, what did you say?
But what has happened to poor Heathcliff?
Well, as near as we can figure, he was accosted by three men. There's a witness who was in the upstairs in an apartment, happened to be looking down. He gave a good show of himself. He threw one off and began to run away from them, but they were shot in the back.
No. Is this a sanity roll for us?
Sure, why not? We haven't had one this session, or any of you haven't anyway.
Oh, 93. I
guess I'll let you decide. It's at least a D2, but maybe it's more if you actually cared about Heathcliff.
Cared about him?
Yeah.
I mean, I think if we had seen it, it would probably be like a D6.
Yes, yeah, absolutely so.
I'm going to roll a d4.
Oh.
I did get a 93.
Uh-huh.
And I roll a 3.
It's just one if you pass.
Oh. What was he thinking, going off by himself? Oh.
What kind of tattoos were these? We have to avenge our friend.
Well, I believe we can assume that the gentleman who braced us was at least one of the responsible parties. He will be easy enough to identify. He was quite distinct.
Well, maybe we shouldn't split up so much until we've brought this fiend to justice.
I'm not planning on spending time in the asylum. We'll have our own lives to live. Books to write.
And now we have a large amount of translating to do.
Well, I think we should raise a toast. Yes, alcohol is the solution.
That seems likely. Yeah, I think we'll have lunch in his name.
Are you looking to do anything else today? Mourn the loss of your friend?
Yes, I think that's what we will do.
Identify another club member who might be interested in mysteries. Of
Does Brindlow give us an address?
Someone who can handle themselves better in a fight.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with Heathcliff's ability. Sorry, does Brindlow give you an address? He will if you ask for it.
Yeah, relative location. Well, obviously, if he was following this blackguard, might be someplace nearby.
Yeah, he will tell you the street in Soho. I can't think of any of you who probably spent a lot of time in Soho, although maybe Maud is an adventuress. Possibly Oswald, depending on what he does in his free time.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably some good bars there.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Or less than reputable meetings.
Well, I also tend to think big game hunters in general tend to be the sort that that like a certain degree of risk in their life.
And yeah, a little rougher.
Going to this part of London would fulfill that
rougher crowd
urge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't think it's a matter of indecision here. It's just a matter of what clues do we have.
Yeah.
And that's fine. You know, you can spend the day sort of thinking about what you have.
Yeah, I can imagine us getting a little less restless for a little while based on this news.
All right, well, let's just wave our hands and move forward to the next day. Roger, you're headed to the asylum again?
Yep.
Are you going alone, or will others be accompanying you? I guess it's not necessarily your choice. Let's see how this plays out.
Precisely.
No, Roger, you can't go alone. And 2 days ago, you were attacked at the asylum. Yesterday, dear Heathcliff died.
Not at the asylum. It will be fine.
I narrow my eyes and say, fine, go.
All right. Is anybody going with Roger, or is Roger going by himself?
I'm not going.
Okay.
Establish that.
That's canon.
Exactly.
I think if Roger wanted company, Roger would ask for company.
Exactly so.
We'll send Mr. Helmsworth. He can look after.
Look after himself.
Fine. Send Mr. Helmsworth and Mr. Shaw, and I'm sure between them they can make a acceptable bodyguard.
A good show. Good show.
Roger. You get to the asylum. Lawrence is there. Were you able to get a translation on that those materials you captured yesterday?
So this is a good question, and unfortunately, Randall not being here has kind of hamstrung most of my plan here.
Oh, mine too. I had a whole thing of his looking into Lewis Wayne's address. I had a whole thing of him actually succeeding in that, you know.
Yes, but I would have turned all of, you know, the let's call it the new scroll.
Yep.
As well as the instructions on, you know, and the journal, and here's the thing, and here's the whatever, over to Mr. Helmsworth. Under the presumption that as our resident occultist, he's the one that really needs to deal with all this.
Just so, but he does not read the language of import here. He has Latin, not Assyrian. So you'll need someone to translate this for you.
Well, yeah, but I would have let him deal with that.
Well, you have a cadre of people sitting around the club looking for something to do. You could have them go and get it done for you.
Well, there you go. Mr. Helmsworth or whomever would have been.
Fair enough.
Hey, I'm whomever.
I have to do that. Yes, Miss Hall, perhaps you could go flirt with that graduate student some more. And
oh, yes. That's rather handsome.
No, sir. The translation is underway. I expect it will be done by tomorrow.
Well, very, very good. Mr. Punchin seems relatively tranquil today.
Excellent. And Mr. Wayne, how is Mr. Wayne?
He seems good.
Well, I should like to see them.
Not a problem at all. Go ahead and give me a listen roll.
Listen, you say. Listen. Oh. Okay, that'll be the. I've used up all my zero ones for the year now.
As you are making your way through the sort of doctor's area, you know, there's a sort of security area. They you make your way through, and then there's sort of the staff area where the doctors are and the regular staff. You definitely hear there is noise coming towards the area where the patients are.
Bits more of a rabble than usual, Doctor?
I have no idea. And at this point, a door bursts open, and there is just pandemonium in front of you. There are security guards and orderlies who are sort of using their nightsticks as some number, certainly, you know, more than 20 or so female inmates who are pushing their way forward as if they wish to try to escape from here. And someone has given them knives and shanks and weaponry.
But just women.
Just women making their way, pushing their way through. Yes.
Interesting.
Why don't you, well, I'll roll it, I guess.
I shall step out of the way.
Okay. They are, you're stepping out of the way. Lawrence says, we have to stop them. We have to stop them. Here, and he hands you a sedative.
I shall do what I can, of course.
Is that actually true, or are you going to sort of step aside and let them do whatever they want to do?
Oh, I'm going to step aside. I might attempt to deal with one if they approach me, but I'm not going to wade into this. Good God, no.
Okay. Well, that's give me a luck roll.
I am decidedly unlucky.
Excellent. One of the members of the rioting women approach you. She has a kitchen knife.
Oh, see, I would have considered it lucky if one did, so that I could engage her and prove my bravery, my ability to deal with such situations.
Wow. Unfortunately, Jim failed his fast talk roll, and here we are. So what is your dexterity there, Roger?
30.
She'll go first. She has a kitchen knife. She's going to swipe at you with it. Would you like to dodge or take it like a man?
I will fight back with my syringe of sedative.
Okay.
Poorly. Not very poorly, but poorly enough.
Did you succeed?
No, I did not.
She did not either.
Yes. Well, what is the cause of all the commotion? Would you care to talk about this? If you have a concern with the hospital, I'm sure it can be dealt with. I am a doctor. I'm here to help.
So, go ahead and give me a psychology role or a psychotherapy role, whichever you prefer.
Both of those things are the same, but we will call it psychoanalysis just so I can tick that skill. And that is a hard success.
Excellent. Excellent. What you realize is you've been talking to the low-risk patients. Puchian and Lewis and others. The woman in front of you is what we'll call a high-risk patient in terms of she is probably beyond even your soothing words.
Fair enough.
Would you like to try to stab her with a sedative, or would you like to run away?
Neither of those things are good options. But yes, if she's still swiping at me with the knife, I will attempt to sedate her, assuming that that is a fighting brawl role and not what I would think is the more appropriate medicine role.
It's a brawl.
It is a sedative, and I'm trying to perform a medical procedure. It's a failure.
How'd you do?
I failed, of course.
She also failed to dodge. She's going to take another swipe at you with the knife. I assume you want to fight back.
And I failed it to do so, yeah.
Ooh, a 0-7. Now that's nice. For 5 points of damage.
Ouch.
Ouch indeed. Not Conroll ouch, but still ouch.
All right.
Ah, really miss.
Try to stab at her again.
Quite necessary. Please, we're here to help you. As I fumble at her with the syringe once again.
Oh, did you? She has very little. She's really not focusing on dodging. She's focusing on slashing. She will try to slash you again.
She'll fight back again and fail.
She will miss you again. Let's just roll again.
Orderly, orderly.
How did you do on your brawl?
Oh, there we go. Hello. You know what? I am going to spend 4 points of luck to make that a hard success.
Excellent. You are able to sort of stab her with a thing, probably not very gentle, and inject it, and she sort of gets a sort of calm looks on her face and sort of crumples up on the floor in front of you.
There, there, dear. There. This will be all right. How was the rest of the battle going?
So the staff is definitely pushing back. You know, again, these women are not really not that good at brawls or dodging. So, it takes some time. And Lawrence at one point will say, "We think some of them have made their way into the basement. Would you like to come with me and try to find them?"
Into the basement? What is in the basement? I say as I am wrapping up my knife wound, attempting to first aid myself.
Oh, well, let's see how that goes.
It goes poorly. It is a poorly wrapped bandage.
All right.
What is in the basement? Why would they have come here first if they're headed to the basement? Have any of them said anything about their goals in this rebellion?
No, apparently what some of them have said is some orderlies arrived and told them that they were going to be that they were all in danger and handed them weaponry. We think that some of them are hiding to avoid this imagined danger.
I see. So some of them came this way and some of them went to the basement. That
yes.
Makes a bit more sense then.
He looks at the woman in front of you and says, "Clearly you're adept at this. You should come with me and we'll find them."
"Well, I am a professional."
Yes.
"Yes, let us go, Dr. Lawrence, along with a suitable cadre of perhaps more trusted orderlies than the ones who incited this rebellion."
Yes, it's not a problem at all. So yes, this goes on for most of the morning. I think at some point the other orderlies realize that perhaps you are good at the syringing part, but not the engaging part.
Undoubtedly.
It takes some time, but eventually you are able to help Lawrence in finding all of the inmates. "Well, thank you, Doctor, for all of your assistance."
"Of course, you have been very generous with your time and with Mr. Pynchon's time, and Mr. Wayne's time. It is the least I can do. If you will excuse me, though, I believe I shall make my way to the medical facility."
"No, just so."
And I will go find a medical doctor, preferably not one at the asylum.
Oh, are you gonna leave?
Okay, maybe I'll find a medical doctor here at the asylum.
Huh. That's fine.
We'll probably want to find one sooner rather than later. So if there is one free, then...
They're all fairly occupied right now, but I'll let one do a first aid roll on you.
Oh, yeah, but I'm a gentleman, so I should come first.
Yes, just so. No. He bandages it up. You're not bleeding anymore, but you should really have someone look at that at some point. And he rushes off to deal with somebody who's got perhaps more serious injuries.
My initial thought to find a doctor not at the asylum was clearly the right one.
I didn't say anything about it one way or the other. I just wanted to know if you were sticking around or not.
Well, perhaps I will check in on Mr. Punchin and Mr. Wayne before I leave. Condition seems to be more or less stable for the moment. Stings rather a lot, but it can wait a few minutes to check in on the gentleman.
You make your way to their room. Wayne is there. He is sitting on his bed, sort of rocking back and forth. There's no Punchin.
Mr. Wayne, I see you are alone in your room today.
Yes, they took him.
They took him?
They, the orderlies, and that guard, they took him.
I see. You heard the commotion, I assume?
Oh, yes, yes. Everyone heard the commotion.
And during the commotion is when the orderlies and the guard, you say, came in and took Mr. Punchin?
Yes.
I don't suppose you perhaps overheard anything about where they were taking him?
No. No, I didn't. I didn't recognize the orderlies. I know the guard, though.
Oh, yes.
Elwick.
Elwick. He's one of the regular guards?
Yeah, he's around.
Well, it is very good information, sir, Mr. Wayne. Is there anything I can do for you?
Perhaps no. No, no, the cats have everything under control. You can do nothing.
Is there anything I can get for you from your home or message you would like me to deliver?
No, no, my sister sent me letters and I hear from Lady Lewis. It's all good.
Lady Lewis?
She's a friend of mine.
Ah, good to have friends.
Do you have many friends? I bet you do. You seem like a nice man.
Oh, well, I am quite a nice fellow. I have a large number of friends at the club that I frequent.
That makes sense. I bet they like you very much. Do you have a cat?
I do not, no.
Good. Good. Don't get a cat. They'll manipulate you.
And I apologize for my ignorance, Mr. Wayne, but I would have thought a man such as yourself would have thought the opposite.
Oh, I used to, and then I realized. We're all just playthings.
I see, of course. Well, if there's nothing I can do for you, Mr. Wayne, I do hope to speak with you again. I shall leave you to get your rest after this excitement.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
And I guess I will go look for Dr. Lawrence again.
It's not hard to find him.
Dr. Lawrence, you are aware that in the commotion, Mr. Punchin has been kidnapped?
What?
Mr. Wayne suggested that it was a guard, a certain Elwick was the name Elwick? He gave. Is this man known to you?
Oh, yes. He's one of our security people. And he will grab an orderly. There's a bit of a discussion, and then they will find out that Elwick hasn't been seen since the riot.
Well, perhaps you should summon the police and send them to Mr. Elwick's home.
Oh, just so. Just so. That's terrible news. Terrible news. All right. Is there anything else you wish to do at the asylum?
If it is convenient for me, I might linger long enough, just long enough to overhear Dr. Lawrence giving the police Mr. Elwick's home address.
Not a problem. He, you know, he goes to his desk and makes the call. And you definitely hear his address. Stephanie Green in Tower Hamlets.
And what time of day would it be by now?
There was a lot of commotion of tracking people down. It's probably around noon or so.
We will have perhaps missed lunch, Mr. Hemsworth, Mr. Hall, Mr. Shaw, but perhaps we should return to the club for lunch, and then we can look in on this Elwick fellow.
Oh, I forgot you brought them with you. I think we'll have one of them die. No, All right. I think with there, that is a good place to stop. And is there anything else that people want to do this morning before we close that door?
I'm not flirting with a grad student.
It takes no flirting at all as long as you have money.
Oh. Yes, I also.
I suppose if you want him to move it higher on the risk. Yeah, why don't you roll your charm to see how quickly he gets to this?
Okay, okay. 20 out of 77. Hard success.
Yes, he will. Clearly, for your request, he will put it at the top of the list of things he works on. Do you give him the notebooks as well?
Was I supposed to?
Don't do it. Don't do it. We're going mad.
I guess if I haven't been given instructions to hand those over, I won't.
All right. The notebooks are in English. I just didn't know if you were giving them all at the same time. Yep. Okay. All right. Well, that is a good place to stop then.
Wonderful.
And I can tell you we will close this chapter in our next session.